BetMGM tonight. Weekday afternoons starting at 3 on The Bet, Las Vegas.
Late games, loud opinions, and money time moments. BetMGM tonight rolls on.
Welcome on back. BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brett Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. The phone number to join the show is 310-840-4910. We'll get back to your phone calls here in just a second. We got some texts as well that we will get to, but before we even get to the X's and O's of the game tonight, and Brad and I, given our little mini preview, we're going to deep dive into Game 3 again tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, about 90 minutes from now, but give you a little taste here, especially what our friends at BetMGM are showing ahead of Game 3. But opening segment, Brad, as you know, it's kind of been hijacked. This Game 3 has been hijacked by the president attending the game, and why we think that that's a major inconvenience to the fans, canceling a watch party, NYPD admitting and acknowledging they canceled the watch party, and they've got multiple road closures and increased security because of the presidential visit. You got players having to go through TSA-like security screenings. De'Aaron Fox of the Spurs said it's a major inconvenience to the players and the fans, and they're asking fans to get there 2 hours ahead of time because, like we saw with the U.S. Open of tennis last year, if you're not there 2+ hours in advance, you might not get into the arena on time before the game starts. The U.S. Open between Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner last year, which was a major blockbuster event in the world of tennis. The two best players in the world, the two men that have created an incredible rivalry and are still not even in the prime of their careers yet. That match was delayed 40 minutes, and there were thousands of people left waiting in line outside as the match began because of the increased security measures. So let's get back to the phone calls here, 310-840-4910. Let's get to Harry in Baltimore, who's next up on BetMGM tonight. Harry's on line one. What's up, Harry?
Hey, how you guys doing? Back in 2010,
good, man.
I was working for the Baltimore Orioles on the grounds crew. And that summer, Michelle Obama went to every ballpark to do her healthy play initiative. And you'd have to get there an hour or two early. It was annoying. I'm sure it was annoying for every single ballpark that summer. But that's the nature of the beast. You got Obama. He goes to a lot more basketball games than Trump. So
Harry, you still there? All right, looks like we lost Harry. Harry? All right, we lost him. Yeah, I mean, again, the point he was making was that Michelle Obama did this in an Orioles game. I know Barack Obama went to the game two of the NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Toronto Raptors. He sat courtside next to Adam Silver. I don't know. I wasn't doing a show when that happened. I don't know how much of a controversy or an inconvenience that caused the fans. If it caused the same one, I probably would have the same exact opinion on it. But again, yeah. This is New York City. This is Manhattan. This is the finals with the Knicks in the finals for the first time since 27 years. Were any watch parties canceled in Toronto because of that, because of the president attending? Were they asking fans to get there 2 hours ahead of time? I'd have the same exact feelings. I'd have the same exact opinions. But I know that right now, my team in this current day, my team's in it, and I know that fans and players are now being inconvenienced because of the president attending the game. So, again, you got my word. I'll feel the exact same way if it happens 4 years from now with a different president in a different city. But this is how I feel about this instance now. And I'll always feel this way if the fans are inconvenienced because of the president attending a game and watch parties have to get canceled and there's unbelievable increased security measures, then that's annoying. And in my opinion, that I disagree with that.
You and I are very much on the same page, no matter what the political affiliation is with a representative that is there. But this is a unique situation because of the sheer concentration of humanity that lives in Manhattan, right? And in all the hustle and bustle that is around there on just a normal Monday evening. It's just chaos all the time and pandemonium. I've been to Manhattan. I love walking the streets of New York whenever I'm in town. It's busy. It's one of the busiest cities in the entire world. So this does get amplified. It gets really magnified as a result because of the location. That's different from, you know, Michelle Obama's instance there in the example with the Baltimore Orioles and Barack Obama in the example there with the Warriors and Toronto Raptors series. It's different because of where it's at in the zip code and that being in the NYC.
Agreed. All right, let's get to Jacob, who is in Jersey. Jacob in New Jersey next up on BetMGM tonight, 310-840-4910. Jacob's on line two. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yeah, what's up? So you're making it sound like all the fans that are going are being caused major inconvenience. I'm just saying, if I was going as a fan tonight, I would think, I mean, I can't say for everyone, but it would be worth it for me to go through all this, just to have the vibe of a president there. And I think that it could be a big plus, you know, like it's pretty cool to be in the same stadium as the president. And it's just a big vibe. And I think that there is a lot in it for a lot of fans definitely there. And I would definitely choose to go through this, to be in the same stadium as him. It's cool. It's a massive vibe. And there's I think there can be a nice game for a bunch of thousands of fans.
All right, Jake, appreciate the call. Brad, you want the first crack on this one?
He's totally right to that opinion. If he feels that with the president being there, it's going to present a unique vibe. It's a unique vibe regardless if the president's going to be there or not because of what's at stake and the fact that you're up 2-0 with a chance to extend it to 3-0 on your home floor and quell the pain, finally, of 53 years of consistent and heartbreaking losses. Getting and trying to, achieve attaining the Larry O'Brien trophy. So I understand that point of view. It's just, my goodness, man. There are people that work. It is a Monday. And maybe they got first crack because they're season ticket holders there of the New York Knicks. And maybe they're not, multimillionaires by any stretch of the imagination, but they're fairly well off, but they're going to be attending the game. Who's to say they could leave work early and attend to get there in time, 2, 3, 4 hours early enough to guarantee that their butt's going to be in their seat in time for tip off. I mean, that's the big issue here, right? And again, there's one individual thinking about himself, not the fans and the people around him and saying, I'm going to be there because I'm a Knicks fan. And that person, even though they're a season ticket holder and they're a diehard fan, I don't really, may not care about them. I care about me being there, and I'm not really considering their overall inconvenience. Again, these are the issues that I have because I'm showing a level of empathy that some people may not have.
Yeah, and again, here's somebody that I know is going to be at the game that isn't a millionaire, John Schmelk. We had him on the show last week. He's been a season ticket holder since 2007. A lot of those years were depressing. The way I basically told him right after he signed off when we had him on as a guest last week, I was like, you probably wasted your money for a solid 13 years, 12 out of 13 years there. I know he's not a millionaire because I know he was at Giants mandatory minicamp day one today. So he's somebody that's coming from East Rutherford to the city. I don't know what time he got out of there, but now a guy again, he's got another job. He's got a job with the New York Giants, and then he had a commute into New York City. So unless he was able to get there 2 hours before time, he's somebody that is a season ticket holder, that has been a season ticket holder for years, that is now potentially not even going to get into the arena before the game begins because of the president attending the game. So Jacob in New Jersey, our last caller, who would be stoked. He thinks it's a vibe. Sure. And again, Jacob, if you're able to get there 2+ hours in ahead of time, great. But I'm sure there was probably a lot of people that were stoked that the president was attending the U.S. Open final last year and thought to themselves, okay, I can't get out of work. That's on a Sunday. But even then, all right, there's a lot of traffic. We still should be there an hour before the match starts. I'll be okay. And no, it ended up taking some people 2.5-3 hours to wait in lines to get into the stadium. I don't imagine if you were waiting in line to get in the arena and then you missed the entire first half that you would be so stoked about it. That's where me and Brad continue to come from. 310-840-4910. All right, we've got a bunch of text messages to get to, but Brad, before we do that, let's get to the X's and O's thing here, brother, because I know where I'll be at 8:30 or 8:45 or 9 o'clock Eastern when the game does eventually start. I'll be right here doing this show. And so I don't have to. I just need this game to begin already. I need the game to start. And if you look at our friends at BetMGM right now, game three, NBA Finals, Knicks up 2-0. Right now, the Knicks are now down to a 1.5-point favorite. They're -130 on the money line. The total is 215.5. So, Brad, the Knicks already up 2-0, are a short favorite to go up 3-0. I got to be honest, after watching the first two games, how can I not be confident they win tonight? I think the Spurs are going to show up. They're not just going to roll over. I'm seeing Wemby is in Central Park over the weekend. He's doing some drawing. He could be playing chess, or he could be waxing on and waxing off with Mr. Miyagi. I don't give a damn. He could have brought the monks from Asia and wherever he was in the offseason. He could have brought them all to New York City to practice with them. It don't matter. I think the Knicks are winning tonight, Brad. I think it's going to be another defensive battle. Mark Davis is the crew chief. His crew normally does not call a lot of fouls. I think it's going to be a physical game. I think the crowd atmosphere is going to be off the charts. And I think it's going to be a defensive battle. And I think that has played into the Knicks' hands the first two games. When it slows down into that half-court muck, the Knicks' half-court sets have been so much more efficient with so fewer turnovers than the Spurs. I think that's the difference tonight. I'll even give you a final score prediction. I don't think either team touches 100 points, Brad. I think this is 99-96. The Knicks squeak out another W, and they go up 3-0.
No bias wading through with that very objective point of view there from my esteemed colleague, Pat Boyle, and more power to your beloved New York Knicks. Hopefully going to, you know, extend the dominance in this series. And really, you know, I'm going to pivot. You fed into a narrative I was going to sell a little bit later on. You're saying this game's going to be the 90s, just the under. Right now, I bet MGM is a play in my mind. I grabbed it earlier today at 215.5 at a -110 juice. I mean, it's gone comfortably under in the first two games played in San Antonio, game one at 209, game two with 200 total points. It could be in maybe 10 points fewer than that. Could be 190 combined in the bitter end, as you said, with a referee crew. I not called a lot of fouls. They're knocking them out. That's got limited free throw opportunities. Of course, putting points to the board with no time falling off the clock. If it is a physical game, it will be low scoring. Hell, it may be in like the high 80s, low 90s when the final buzzer sounds, whether San Antonio gets a game back or the Knicks go up to a 3-0 start. Again, my favorite play tonight inside the Mecca is taking the under. Yeah, living in the land down under like my friends, men at work, on 215.5.
Here you go.
Oh, there they are. Yeah.
Wemby blows another game. He threw it off Stephon Castle's back. You better run. You better
take cover.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a different word for Wemby and the Spurs, but
it worked.
How about this? You better run. You better get the brooms out. I feel confident, very confident the Knicks go up 3-0 tonight. Yeah. I can see them going up 3-0, and then I could see it getting a little hairy. I could see the Spurs winning game four, and I could see the Spurs winning game five in San Antonio to then force a game six back at the Garden where me and every other Knicks fan that is out there breathing and living, thinking, oh, my God, they cannot blow 3-0. They cannot blow 3-0. And game six in the Garden, I could see it being tight. I've said Knicks in six from the start. I'm sticking to Knicks in six. But I think they win this game tonight, Brad. I think they go up 3-0. And then it's just about whether or not they're going to blow and collapse on an all-time series. 310-840-4910. All right, we got more calls. We got more texts to get to. But we also got to go streaking. When we return, he's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM tonight on Westwood One Sports.
It's summertime. While you're road tripping, pool dipping, and laid back sipping, stay on top of the sports headlines you care about. Download the Westwood One Sports app and listen to us wherever you are. Cannonball! Westwood One Sports.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza. Skyrizi is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to Skyrizi. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Liberty Mutual customized this song for you. Whoa. Like your car insurance, it's custom to, yeah. Whoa. Liberty Mutual's got the coverage that could save you money. Thanks to Doug and Limu, well now you can go and take that cruise. Liberty, 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 yeah.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like customer service associate at a dry cleaning shop.
Yeah, hi. I'm here to pick up my suit.
Ah, yes. Here you go.
There must be a mistake. This is too small.
It shrunk a whole lot. Look on the bright side. Now you have a suit you can give to a child.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
The New York Knicks took game one of the NBA Finals. Karl-Anthony Towns was the key for the game for New York. Karl-Anthony had 18 points and 12 rebounds. The most important thing Kat did in game one was be physical with Victor Wembanyama on the defensive end. If the Knicks continue to get a performance like they did in game one from Karl-Anthony Towns, the Knicks will win this series. I'm Chris Black.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand, so shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Drake Toll Show.
Mike McDaniel is an offensive genius. The weight and pressure of a lackluster organization can push a person down so much that instead of being a head coach in the NFL, that guy says, hey, I'm going to go hang out in L.A. Let it ride, baby.
The Drake Toll Show. Morning 6 till 9 a.m. Eastern on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Weekday mornings at 3 on The Bet, Las Vegas.